This is CBS News, the Governor Gretchen Melton. The United States on Sunday announced visa restrictions on Ethiopian and Eritrean officials accused of fueling the six-month-old war in Ethiopia's Tigray region, saying those involved had, quote, taken no meaningful steps to end hostilities. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement that, quote, people in Tigray continue to suffer human rights violations, abuses, and atrocities, and urgently needed humanitarian relief is being blocked by the Ethiopian and Eritrean militaries. Blinken also announced wide-ranging restrictions on economic and security assistance to Ethiopia. He added the United States would continue humanitarian aid in such areas as health, food, and education. The Tigray conflict erupted in early November when Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed sent troops to detain and disarm leaders of the regional ruling party, the TPLF. Abiy said the move came in response to TPLF attacks on federal army camps. Secretary of State Blinken also on Sunday reaffirmed U.S. support for a two-state solution as the only way of providing hope to Israelis and Palestinians that they can live with equal measures of security, of peace, and dignity. Blinken made his comments on ABC's This Week television show later in the day, speaking on CNN. Blinken said the humanitarian situation in Gaza is grave and added there is a lot of work to do to help people in the area to recover from 11 days of mutual bombardment that killed more than 200 Palestinians before a ceasefire went into action on Friday. Blinken will be traveling to the Middle East this week with plans to meet with Israeli, Palestinian, and regional counterparts. This is VOA News. European governments accused Belarus on Sunday of engaging in an act of state terrorism after it forced a commercial jetliner to make an emergency landing in Minsk, capital Belarus, and then arrested one of the passengers, a blogger critical of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. Roman Protasevich, a former editor of the influential Telegram channels Nexta and Nexta Live, was detained by police after his Ryanair flight from Greece to Lithuania was forced to land. The government in Minsk said Lukashenko ordered his military to scramble a MiG-29 fighter to escort the plane. Minsk accuses Protasevich of terrorism and provoking riots. His social media channels were one of the main conduits for organizing last year's protests over alleged election fraud. Lukashenko claims to have won his sixth term in last August's election with 80% of the vote. The political opposition accuses him of corruption. Officials and survivors say the volcanic eruption in Congo and the ensuing chaos have killed at least 15 people and that more than 500 homes have been destroyed. The United Nations Children's Agency said Sunday that the eruption of Mount Nyiragongo on Saturday night sent around 5,000 people in the city of Goma fleeing across the nearby border into Rwanda. More than 170 people are still feared missing on Sunday. UNICEF officials said they were organizing transit centers to help unaccompanied children in the wake of the disaster. The city of Goma ultimately was largely spared the mass destruction it suffered the last time the volcano erupted, which was back in 2002. Chinese state media say 21 people have died while running a mountain cross-country ultramarathon in the country's northwest after hail, freezing rain, and gale-force winds hit the high-altitude race. One runner who quit the race said the other runners weren't dressed for winter-like conditions, many wearing short-sleeved tops. A woman who worked for the race organizer said there were no predictions of extreme weather for the day of the race. However, the local branch of the National Early Warning Information Center warned for the past 3 days of possibilities of hail and strong winds. And British health officials say a double dose of COVID-19 vaccine is almost as effective against the fast-spreading variant of the coronavirus, first identified in India, as it is against Britain's dominant strain. Britain's health minister says the information is groundbreaking, and he's increasingly hopeful that more COVID restrictions can be lifted next month. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.